Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jim Ostroff is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Jim is editor over at the Kiplinger Editors, where the folks who produce the outstanding 80-something-year-old Kiplinger letter, which is something I've been telling you about. I've been reading the Kiplinger letter for decades, but I've been featuring it and the work that they do over there on my show. Coming up on 12 years in May will be our 12th anniversary of talking about what Kiplinger has to say about what's going on in the world, which we do every week. And Jim joins us on a regular basis. Jim Ostroff, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim, and good morning, everyone.
It's good to have you here. Jim, the story right out of the box this week is about the Eurozone debt. But the big news really is Greece, isn't it?
Well, it is, at least initially here, because there's some imminent concern that Greece just, the Greek government could no longer pay various debts.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just, the way things, as we know, work, if there's even a little hint or smell of a problem, people get very antsy. And there's concern that Greece could default. The government could go into bankruptcy.
This is what's called sovereign debt, right, Jim?
It's sovereign debt, and
it's the debt that you know, when we hear things like, you know, backed by the full credit and faith of the United States government, well, in Greece right now, there's not that much credit and faith over there, is there?
No, there isn't.
A year ago, we lost Iceland, didn't we?
We did, and the thing is, actually, that is it, quote unquote, faith. After all is said and done, it depends what individuals believe. You know, is the likelihood.
Right.
And of course, you know, the thing is, once the spotlight is shined on Greece, as you mentioned in the lead-in here, there are other countries: Spain, Portugal, and maybe even England, where the debt is suspect.
Well, see, and in fact, Iceland debt, the first place it really manifested outside of Iceland was in England.
That's right.
The banks, that there were a bunch of banks that were holding their debt in England. I think those banks basically went under. I mean, I think they closed up or were acquired or something. So that was so the Iceland thing is still rattling around, probably weakened the English financial structure. But you used the word faith. We used the word faith a minute ago.
Right.
Faith is something. The credit, you know, credit is a subjective thing, right? I mean, people evaluate your credit and decide whether they want to loan you money or not, and it's a decision that's made. It's not something that's etched in stone and comes down from the top of the mountain.
Above, right.
And so it's an opinion, and faith is the same thing. And one of the things that you have to have, though, Jim, whenever you're going to have faith, whenever you're going to have credit evaluation, is you have to believe what you see and what you're being told. And one of the problems that I've been reading about and hearing about lately, Jim, is the idea that Greece, like Enron was, and like some other things have been, some of their debt wasn't on the balance sheet, so to speak. It wasn't available for evaluators, credit evaluators, to even know that it was there.
And for years, the EU has looked the other way.
Yes.
As the Greek government cooked the books and for instance, said that their debt to GDP was, 2 or 3%, when in fact it's over 10.
Wow.
And they kept looking the other way. And now it matters.
Now, here's something else that I learned recently, Jim. There were investment banks that contacted these countries and suggested, when it was legal, in those days it was legal, to take some of that debt and move it off balance sheet in what they were calling currency default swaps, I think. Or,
right.
Is that what they call currency default swaps?
Right, yes.
Okay, a currency type of transaction. And they were moving those things off balance sheet. That's what you guys are talking about this
right.
today. They were moving them off balance sheet. And even though it was legal, it's, you know, folks, there's a lot of things that are legal that are not right. And Jim, when I hear that, that's no different in any way, fashion, or form except for the instruments from what Enron did.
But that's right.
And 2 months before Enron collapsed, people were still talking about being the greatest, smartest thing that ever happened to the economy.
I recall that well. But again, you know, as we've seen time and again, one of these things, I mean, that, you know, you cannot defy gravity forever. That is, it's like you might say, there are certain laws of physics, this and that, and you can defy them for some time.
Right.
But eventually, you have to come down to Earth.
Right.
It sounds simplistic, but it's very basic. You know, you can continue running debt forever, but at some point, your forever runs out. And, of course, that's the concern with the United States, too.
Well,
we're not Greece, but...
That's the thing. I mean, what we don't know is how pervasive is this, Jim, this currency default swap? How pervasive is that? And of course, one of the big things right now, we're going to talk about the U.S. in a minute, one of the big things right now with Europe is isn't it pretty much understood that if Greece is going to make it, that Germany or somebody like that's going to have to bail them out, basically?
Yes.
All right. Yes. So the question is, you know, what? How much headroom does Germany have?
Yes.
How
Germany,
much can they afford?
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, at what point in time do they say, okay, we may just have to let Greece go because we have to take care of ourselves?
Metaphorically, they're skating on thin ice too.
Yeah.
They don't have a lot of headway. Or headroom, or whatever, they don't. And that, I got to say, that's why this is so serious. Again, it's a recognition that there's a lot of bad debt, in this case, owed by governments,
mm-hmm.
and in many cases, it's sovereign wealth. And if that goes south,
well, so what? Where could the tipping point be? You know, could it be Greece? Could it be Ireland? Could it be Portugal, as you said earlier? Could it be Spain?
Right. Yeah.
You know, where's the tipping point? Where could that come from? We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about this, folks, and expand it to the United States. And, folks, we're not trying to be scary here. We're not trying to be frightening or even controversial. But these are things that are out of our hands that may affect our businesses in the coming year or two. You need to know about them. You just need to be paying attention. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. He says it lasts just as the time bell rings.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Little Dire Straits bringing us back. Mark Knopfler on vocals and lead guitar there. We're spinning platters for you and a little bit of small business at the same time with our good friend Jim Ostroff. He's with the Kiplinger Editors. My website, by the way, folks, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and checking it out and using it to your advantage. We built all that stuff just for you. smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Jim is with us. He's with Jim Ostroff. He's with the Kiplinger Editors, and we're talking about some of the things that could go bump in the night out there, Jim. Some of the scary stuff that could happen with sovereign debt, national debt instruments that various countries, all of them do. That all of them borrow money. The United States is one of the leaders in that world. We're really good at borrowing money, aren't we, Jim? And so the big concern right now is Greece, and they still haven't resolved it. Jim, one of the interesting things about what's going on right now, there's a story on top of a story. The base story is the sovereign debt challenge with Greece and who's going to bail them out. But the other thing, Jim, the story on top of all that is the EU, isn't it?
Well, it is.
Tell the audience why that story is on top of the other story.
I think the EU is a significant trading bloc within the world, and if there are defaults here by one or two governments, that also would pummel banks in there. And
of course, as most people know, about 10 years ago, they came up with one common currency,
right, the euro,
across most of Europe. Not all of Europe, because England still has theirs.
Right.
Denmark still has theirs. Who else? I've forgotten who else. But basically, most of the countries are using the euro.
Right. And you're looking here at it is a very short row of dominoes that would go down. We're not talking thousands. Bottom line is that the eurozone itself could unravel, could fall apart.
Right.
And what would happen is that countries that default, or governments that default, would have this incredible, pressure just to withdraw from the EU,
right,
go back to currencies, devalue their new currencies,
mm-hmm,
and make exports more competitive.
But this could create trade nightmares.
We don't want to think about it.
Yeah.
We had a taste of that, a small taste in the late 1920s and early 30s, with this basically reciprocal trade war.
Right, the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act, right, and all,
right,
that.
Mm-hmm. Right, and it certainly deepened the Great Recession.
Yeah, no question.
But countries stopped trading, by and large, because of these huge retaliatory tariffs. And we could see something like that here. You don't want to look at that.
But see, this is, folks, what we're talking about. When you hear people saying that our global recovery is a fragile one, this is part of the fragility, isn't it, Jim?
It is. As you said, there are many things that go bump in the night, and this is one big one.
And so if something happens to one of these countries, one or two of them, then the other countries come in. Here's the thing to remember: this isn't like the United States helping California or Nevada. This is different because those are states inside of a country. These are sovereign countries that just happen to share certain political and trade and monetary things in common. They don't control each other. They don't have any control of each other. I mean, we're not going to let California secede from the union. They're going to have to, we're stuck with them, unfortunately. but just teasing California, just having some fun. But the thing is that this is a sticky wicket over there. And Jim, moving quickly over to the United States, what are we going to do? I mean, let's say we wanted to help them. We're already spending way beyond our grandchildren's means, let alone our own means.
Right, and and you might say there is a recognition of that it is a danger, it is a peril to the United States. Now, whether we will do something about it, even in our country, is a question.
Right, but there's no headroom. There's no room.
No.
I mean, we're running out of. We've already run out of headroom. I mean, think about all the times in the past, Jim, when something emergency would happen and we'd say, oh, $50 billion, we're going to throw it at that emergency.
That's right.
And everybody said, yes, that's a good thing.
Right.
But nobody worried about where the money was going to come from.
No,
we're to the point we have to say, okay, wait a minute. We know that's a good thing to throw $50 billion at that, but we actually don't have that money. We don't need to borrow that money.
That's right.
How about this, Jim? We can't borrow that money.
We can't borrow that money. And even with a number of states that are in terrible straits over here, and it is affecting our recovery, ultimately resulting in jobs being laid off, but the U.S. really can't do very much.
And Jim, here's why this has to be discussed, the reason why you and I are talking about this, even though it's not fun to talk about. Ladies and gentlemen, over the next few election cycles, this is not a partisan observation, folks, but over the next few election cycles, we've got to put people in office, in political office, who have the ability to be leaders. And you and I have to be prepared to be leaders ourselves and to accept tough decisions that have to be made to get our nation and the world back on some kind of sane financial footing, which we are not right now, folks. It's going to take leadership and vision, and all of us are going to have to demonstrate that, not just the leaders, us too. 29 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.